Grace to you in peace in the name of Jesus, in whom we have the victory, dear family and friends of Don Drews. The text for our meditation on this memorial victory service for Don Drews is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. We'll read verses 51 through 57. This chapter is often called the resurrection chapter. Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. In a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound. The dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For the perishable must clothe itself with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality. When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. You may be seated. Thanks be to God. Those are words you would expect to hear around Thanksgiving Day. But on this particular Thanksgiving weekend, would you say they are really actually appropriate? Losing a beloved husband, father, and grandfather, and the hours before Thanksgiving Day officially started might make us wonder, what is there to be thankful for? Can we still say today, thanks be to God? Now, Ida, and your family members and friends of Don, I don't want to in any way minimize the grief that you feel at the loss of Don, or the fact that you will miss him. You will be greatly missed in so many ways from this life. But as you also know, and as I've expressed to you, and you've expressed to me a number of times during this past weekend, you know that there is truly much to be thankful for. Many reasons to say, thanks be to God. First of all, look at the life that God gave to Don. I mean, people, have you read his obituary? It's 3 pages, and that is the summarized version. They had to kind of chop it down a bit. He had an amazing life. Don was an incredible man. He had an impressive amount of gifts and talents. Look at that obituary, and you say, what a full life Don lived. He was very intelligent, talented, and a very capable man. Thanks be to God. Don was also a very faithful man. He had a life that was filled with faithful service to his wife, Ida, of 64 years. Is that correct? 64 years. Faithful to his family, to his 4 children, to his 6 grandchildren, and 3 great-grandchildren. His life was also filled with faithful service to his Savior. He took to heart and put into practice the words of his confirmation passage, which we read just a few minutes earlier. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Colossians 3:17. Don was a faithful member and served faithfully on the board of elders, as chairman, and as choir director of several congregations in which he served during his lifetime. Don was a faithful man. Thanks be to God. Don was also a forgiven man. And Ida, you probably know this better than anyone here today. Don was not perfect. He needed a Savior from his sins, just like we all do. And so as we gather together today to celebrate and to remember the life that Don lived, it's important for us also to remember that it wasn't Don's gifts or his faithfulness that gives us true reason to give thanks to God. It was God's faithfulness to Don. It was God who, in his rich grace and mercy, made Don one of his own at his baptism just a few weeks after he was born. It was God in his faithfulness that caused Don's saving faith to grow and to be put into action during his lifetime and to be preserved throughout his lifetime. And it was God's faithfulness that kept that faith strong even to the very end of his life. Because of God's faithfulness, we can gather here today and say, thanks be to God. For because of God's faithfulness, Don is now a victorious man. Listen again to these words from our text. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God. He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. He gives us the victory. Victory over sin, over death, and even hell itself. Through our Lord Jesus Christ. That victory is Don's victory. That victory is yours and mine through Jesus. His perfect life, his innocent sacrifice for our sins on the cross, and his glorious resurrection from the dead guarantee that Don's last day of life on this earth was not his last day of life, but only the gateway to eternal life. Jesus' death and his resurrection guarantees that same victory of life over death for us as well. A couple of weeks ago, while Don was recovering from his hip surgery, I had a devotion with him. It happened to be when only he and I were in the room together. I read to him from the end of Romans chapter 8. Let me read to you the verses that I read to Don. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. After reading him those verses, I asked Don, I said, do you feel like more than a conqueror today? And he grinned and he kind of chuckled and said in his dry sense of humor, oh, I'd say not. But he knew, and the text reminded him, and he appreciated the reminder that day, that it doesn't say that we feel like more than conquerors through Christ, but that we are more than conquerors through Christ. The text also reminds us that nothing that life can throw at us, even death itself, cannot change our standing in Christ and cannot take away his love for us. If we were somehow to be able to ask Don that same question today, do you feel like more than a conqueror? What do you think his answer would be? Thanks be to God, his answer would be a resounding yes. For he is now experiencing the victory Christ has won for him in all its fullness for all eternity. Our text points to one more reason we have to give thanks to God. It reminds us that we will see Don again. Not in weakness, not in sickness or pain, but clothed in glory and immortality. Listen again to these words. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For the perishable must clothe itself with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality. We will see him again, with Jesus, because of Jesus. We'll see him again forever, in our heavenly home, where there will be no more death, no more crying, no more sorrow, and no more pain. Yes, thanks be to God. He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.